today's what is the subject today we have to talk about what?
So the basis of emptiness, Mujer.
Okay, basics of emptiness. Okay. Talk about the basic of emptiness, okay? Generally, the basic of the emptiness start that because one thing we have to know that Buddhism touched a lot of the topics about the emptiness. If you look at the Buddhas, he have talked a lot of so many volumes regarding about the emptiness. So that's why there's one ancient scholar told that when you talk more, you will get more far away. When you get more close to the reality, you will have left more word to express. When you talk more, you will get more far. When you get very close to the reality, there will be no word to express. One point is very true. So that's the point he makes that the Buddha, when he talks, maybe he's a hundred of the volumes he talked and talked regarding emptiness. Maybe when you more he talks, people get more far away from the emptiness. Maybe one point. So that's why the emptiness is a point. Something that's the point that when the people start to talk more and more, different and different ideas comes from the emptiness. When there's a more different idea about the emptiness, you are getting more far from the emptiness. Look at some simple issues. When you discuss and talk, then that simple issue will become more complicated.
Yes.
So now you will think that, then why Buddha have to talk a lot? So many volumes regarding of emptiness. Why he have to talk a lot? So now because if you look at a Heart Sutra, that's a very famous sutra. That is the point in the two pages. He make it concise and every meaning is in that two pages, the Heart Sutra, the emptiness. When the people could not understand it, then the Buddha have no choice. Now he have to only talk more. That's the only way. Because when he was making the simple, people cannot understand it. So he have to now elaborate the points. That's why they got so many volumes comes. So actually the Heart Sutra, one point is a very simple, Buddha make it a very simple way. But the people could not understand it, get it. Now you will think that why the Pangya, why it is that simple? Because when you read the sutra, that maybe the Heart Sutra maybe two or three times, but I think that when you cannot get the point, you will feel it is not that simple. Yesterday I was traveling in the car, and we're traveling in the car, there's one small kid who was with me, and his small kid asked me the one question in the car. But that small kid, I asked what question you have. So he told me he don't have any question. But I asked him that you have to ask me the one question. So you have to ask me one question. But kid was maybe five and a half years old. Yeah, 5.5 years old. Yeah.
Yes,
so then his question is, he asked me that the one question that when you will achieve the Buddhahood. He asked me that question. When you will achieve the Buddhahood.
Yeah.
5.5 years old kid. Yeah. So I told him how you can think like this question. He told me that quite long he was thinking to ask me, but he forget. But the people surrounding also laughing. But for me, that is a really question. It's more tougher than the Heart Sutra. But the one thing is that that's why when can I achieve? It depends on how much I can understand the Pranga Paramita Tamkin, isn't it? The Heart Sutra. It depends on how can I understand the Heart Sutra, how much I can understand the emptiness. When we can understand the emptiness perfect, very rightly, then the Buddhahood is not very far away. When we cannot get that perfectly, then Buddhahood takes the time. So now the basic of the emptiness. Here you have to understand the few points and the few basics of the emptiness. There is there. The basic of the emptiness is a dependent origination. The dependent origination is the basic of the emptiness. Okay, the basic of the emptiness is a dependent origination. Dependent origination is the basic of the emptiness. If you look at the coin, every coin carries the two sides. If you look at the emptiness, always carry the two sides. One point is the emptiness. One side is emptiness, and one side is a dependent origination. Dependent origination is exactly the same as Einstein, what he talked about the relativity theory. But Einstein find the one side of the coin, that's a relativity. But he could not find the other side, the emptiness. Only he went through the one side, the relativity. Buddha was telling the two sides of the emptiness. One side is the emptiness, one side is the relativity. So, what do you call the relativity theory in the Vietnamese?
Thuyết tương đối.
That terms used in the school, no?
Yes, M.G.
Okay, very good, very good. Not, that is not the Vietnamese Dharma term, isn't it? That is the Vietnamese scientific term, isn't it?
Science term, yes, M.G.
Okay, very good. Okay. So that Einstein, when you look at Einstein, when you talk about the relativity theory, when he's talking the relativity, that is the one side of the emptiness. So Einstein only looked through the depth of relativity way, relativity theory. But when the Buddha was talking the emptiness, he always combined the two sides. One side of the emptiness, one side of the relativity. So when you ask them what is the basic of the emptiness, one basic is a relativity. Relativity, through that then we have to try to prove that the every the existence in the reality nature is emptiness. Now when I was a kid, I used to ask the senior master, what is emptiness? What is emptiness? When I was a kid, I used to ask them. So one of the senior masters told me emptiness is like a sky. Nothing is there, no? So this is the emptiness, he told that. So I was not very convinced by his idea. But still I could not, because I was a very kid. So I have not studied the Buddhist philosophy. So I'm not convinced, but still I cannot deny that theory. So that's why now the Buddhism point of the basic on the relativity. Now the emptiness is the one thing we have to know, that that is one of the ultimate nature of the every phenomena. The emptiness is the ultimate nature of the every existence. So that's why it says that the realizing the emptiness, the ultimate realizing the emptiness, that is saying that the Buddha says that that is the way of the liberation, the ultimate way to the liberation. If you look at the Einstein book, called the Evolution book, he also mentioned that the Buddhism is the way to the liberation. Buddha said the emptiness is the way to the liberation. But the only difference is the definition of the liberation from the Einstein point of view and the Buddha's point of view might be a little difference. If you look at this emptiness point, there are many ways of looking at this emptiness point. If you look at a very scientific way, still the modern science cannot approach at that. Maybe it might reach at the half of the theory of the emptiness, but still not a fully appraised. If you look from a very scientific point of view. If you look from the Buddhism other point of view, but a reality, or if you look from the ultimate nature's point of view, the emptiness realizing is the to get the liberation and the to get the not only the liberation, to eliminate the all of our negative thoughts. It's the only the way to the realize the emptiness. Only then we can eliminate all the, our negative emotions and negative afflictions. I remember the one time incident, one college, I was giving a talk regarding about emptiness, the relativity idea and the Einstein relativity, like the Buddhism, how they have the similarity. But in that college, some students could not accept that and they raised many debate questions. Many debate questions, they told me they could not accept that. But I like the students, really very sharp, very good points, yeah. Mainly when they talk about the Einstein theory of that, you know, that the ECM square 1:1, and he want to know that exactly how can the Buddhism can explain the, all these points. But the students are very sharp. Some students really answer a lot of the defeat question they raise. Yeah. How do you say ECM square in the 1:1 in the Vietnamese?
Say E bằng MC bình phương.
E bằng
MC bình phương.
Binfung means what? Binfung means what?
In square.
Square. I see. ECM square 1:1. I see ECM square. That's a binfung.
Yeah. Square means binfung. Binfung means square.
I see. But the one thing is, if you talk about ECM square 1:1 in the Tibetan, we don't have to use word for that square and no word for that. So everything in the Tibetan, they have to learn in the English. All this terminology. Once could not speak Tibetan, who cannot speak the English or any other language, then it is out of the. We cannot talk about this topic at all. There is no terms for the square. Many scientific terms they don't have. Yeah. So maybe when you look at the special, when I talk about emptiness and the relativity, Einstein looked very much at Einstein. This the, I mean the now the, from the modern science, they look from very from the relativity. Einstein looked from that, but we could not find the side of the emptiness. Especially when you come with the relativity, Einstein talk about the time. Based on the time, he talk about the relativity, the time issue and the time issue, then he talk about the relativity theory. He started the relativity theory. But the Buddhism, when you look from the relativity, we will talk about every existence. Based on the every existence, we talk the relativity. Because of the relativity, because of the independent origination, we try to prove that its ultimate nature is emptiness. So Einstein always tried to prove that the time and the relativity, he tried to establish the past and the future and the present according to the relativity theory. But he are not. Beyond that, he do not try to prove anything than nature's ultimate nature. You got my point, Fong?
Yes, Shumji.
100% you got my point, no? Today is the topic I think I've never talked of before, okay? So,
yes, Shumji.
So, very simple. I'm always trying Even the, not only the eyesight, even if you look at the history of the time, the book written that written by that Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking, the book about the history of the time. But he considered right now the moderns, the physics especially, very super genius. I mean, the person, no? He considers as that. Stephen Hawking, he said, Marvel. I think the book writer, the Marvel, he said, history of the time, Marvel. Phone, you are very special. If I talk Dharma, you will translate. If I speak science, you will translate. No, if I talk on a computer, maybe a computer program, then you will translate when there is no. Very special. No? That's very good. No? Very special. Yeah. Yeah. But just remember, because a few days back, I was in the IT center. No, IT center giving the teachings at Thompson IT center in Taiwan. So they're talking about the computer. So I told them my computer knowledge is very limited. I only know how to use the Skype, how to use the email. That's all my computer knowledge. Yeah. So okay, so now the back. So now you look at the point like, so these are the times when the major events comes from the time measurements. When they comes from the that define the time, they started the thing that about the relativity theory. Because otherwise, when you don't relate the time with something, they cannot differentiate past and the future. So they feel that relativity theory. But when the Buddha was talking about the relativity theory, he did not try to get, he didn't want to define or sometimes define the any times. He wanted to define the ever existence on the base on that theory. I'm not so sure that today maybe you can understand what my point, what I'm talking about. If you don't understand, very good. If you understand, also very good. If you understand it, then you get the my points. That's very good. If you don't understand it, then this might be the new Heart Sutra. You will get the one more new Heart Sutra. Okay, but the only things that I want to show that the, how the Buddhism theory, you just understand how the Buddhism theory go very deep. That's the one thing today I want to just share, that sometimes Buddhism theories go very deep. So that's why I just touched at some points the how it's things. Yeah. Okay. No, that's the point. Now the relativity, so that's why the Buddha, when he was talking about the emptiness. Now the what does exactly the emptiness means? Now the ones come the one other questions. To understand that, first we have to get the one point. To understand that, then we have to ask the one question. Who am I? I see toila. I means what or what?
I means whom?
I see toila. I or how do you say?
I.
I see, toila I, isn't it?
Yes, Muji.
I see. Now I think the same, no? Bangla I, who are you, isn't it?
Yes, Muji.
I see. Toila I, isn't it? Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's a question. Yeah, that asking, because that sometimes that when you look at the trying to search of the yourself, sometimes the search of the self, sometimes that you cannot find the self. Because when you could not find the self, then we will not go beyond that. Why I cannot find the self? We will never ask this question. Yeah, because when you try to search the I, so where am I? Who is I? Where is I? So when I is in the head or stomach or where, if you're trying to search and search, you won't find the I. Why you cannot find it? That's again the it goes to the another questions. So because though you cannot find it, because when you're searching and searching the eye, you cannot find it. That because of the nature of the eye is empty. So we are talking about the searching the eye, isn't it?
Yes, Imuchi.
Sometimes this topic when I touches and searching the eye, and sometimes I goes into thinking then when I goes into very deeply the searching the eye, sometimes I really feels like I'm losing the myself. So now that this is the second step, now that this is the self losing the I. When you lose the I, what will happen? This is the one other question. When you're losing the I is the one third question, that we build up a lot of the negative emotions and the thought based on the thinking the self too much strongly. Now when you lose the I, when you lost the thinking of the self-thinking idea, self-cherishing idea, then all the negative emotions and the negative I mean the thoughts will reduce, or the it will fade away. So this is the something. So that's why we have to know is that generally. So losing the when we thinking the self thinking idea, that will bring the lot of the negative emotion and negative thought. When you realize the nature of the I is the emptiness, then slowly the all the self cherishing attitude and the ego and everything will be decreased and it will it will fade away, or then we will eliminate that. Recognizing the emptiness will eliminate the egos and all the negative afflictions. Yesterday I was talking with one public people's teaching. They are some of the deaf people came to listen to the teaching. When I raise, then I leave for the question answer session. One deaf lady, I think she's quite old, maybe around 50. She asked the one question, but she's using the hand signal, some interpreter translated her question. Her question is that because I could not understand, because deaf and she could not speak, but she is using the hand signals, and then the interpreters are translated. So her question is that I bond and I suffer a really lot. First of all, that I cannot speak, I cannot hear, I suffered a lot. And then I get the birth. Then also I suffered a lot for the taking care of the children. So it's her question of why I born. If I'm not born, I don't have to suffer like this. She always said, why I born. So sometimes that the why we born and why we die, this is our out of the control. This is one very interesting story of the Ananda. Ananda lived much after the Buddha's death. So Ananda, when he was now at last age, he was traveling and coming back to his hometown and the places. When he was coming back from the hometown to his places, he was coming by the boat. When he was coming by the boat, the boat at the riverside, there's a two side. One side belongs to one kingdom and one side belongs to another kingdom. Both of the king came for the riverside to receive the Ananda. So when he was in the both side, then he have to choose the one side to go. So both side there the kings are waiting. Then that is, he's now the last stage, when he was at the last stage, yeah. Then at the last stage in the boat, now he didn't turn the boat into the both of the direction. And so he just asked to stop the boat at the center of the river. Then he said the four sentence, very sharp sentence. He said that I serve the Buddha. I fulfill the Buddha's commands. Now I'm released from my life workload. And the fourth sentence, he said, now I will not birth again. I serve the Buddha. I fulfill the Buddha's command. I am relieved from the lot of the life. Now I will not born again. This was saying that he just passed away. Center of the river. So that time, these two kingdoms, because one called the Vaishali, one is called the kingdom called the Anachatra. So after the passing away, Ananda said that and he passed away. Then they just shared the relics of Ananda. So they built the two stupa. So Ananda relics comes only kept in the two stupa. Buddha's relic kept in the four stupa. After the committing the Ananda body, they have to keep the Ananda relics and the share equally in these two kingdoms. These own two kingdoms, they build the two stupas where they keep the Ananda relics. Buddha's death, they are the great four kingdoms. So that's why they shared with the fourth stupa, they made it the fourth stupa. So Buddha's relics comes from only in the four stupas. So Ananda says that he will not born again. He said that his last sentence that. Because now there comes that we are the out of the control. We cannot say that we will not born again. We cannot say that we will not die. Because the thing is, Ananda can say that because we are born again. We are born again and again because of our karma.
Yeah,
we cannot eliminate the karma. Why we cannot eliminate it? Because of our own negative emotions. Why? Because we have not realized the nature, right nature of the emptiness. When you realize the right nature of emptiness, you can eliminate all the negative afflictions. When you can eliminate the negative affliction, then you can eliminate the karma. When you eliminate the karma, then you will not born again. But at that point yesterday, I could not explain. Plus deaf, plus mute, plus no understanding of Dhamma. But I only told that it is out of the control. So that's why the things that, okay, this is the one. So that's why the emptiness, the realizing emptiness is the purpose of the realizing emptiness, that to eliminate all of the negative emotions and the thought. Okay, now another point of the emptiness, when you talk about the basic of the emptiness, now the another points of the emptiness, as I told them before, when you look at the every phenomenon, the every existence, if you try to find it a search and search, at last you will get nothing. So if you look at a form, like if you look at the hearts of Shaktugla Kham, isn't it Kham Tugla Shak, no? I just remember one thing, I think this is the very much similar as a Chinese, no? I found it out at this time that the Chinese, they say, Sa Chi Shi, Kom Chi Shi Sa. Chinese, they say like that, and the Vietnam is, I think, very similar, no, you are saying that. But I think the Vietnam translation is a little better. The Chinese, one word is, I think they overneed one word in this term. They just plus the one more word, unnecessary, yeah. The Chinese that yeah. for them. When you look at the which the also the if you look at a half Sanskrit, then the real the authentic Buddha's work. No? Sanskrit is one of the only language of the India. So still now the modern Indian language of the Sanskrit are quite similar. So the Buddha, when he was talking about the formless emptiness, if you look at the one form, if you look at the table, like a table, when you try to find it out the table, when you break the table into the two parts, again, if you try to break that part into the two, again, that part into the two, at last, then you will find a more and more subtle, the atoms. If you try to break that atom, then again, it will be the two particles. No? So when you try to break and break and break and break, if it goes on, at last, you will find nothing. So at last you will find nothing. So that's why what Buddha was trying to say to every other reality or the every of the phenomena, the every of the existence. At last when you go of the searching and searching the final, then you will reach at the nothingness, the empty. Yeah. So some point, yeah. So this is the point. So we have to get the points. The basic to all the points. So we have to know the one of the basic points. Okay, now I will talk for a few more minutes, then if you have any question, okay, write down the questions, okay? Mm-hmm. If you have question on the sessions, okay? Okay, so, okay, now the other thing is the emptiness, okay? Now the other thing is the emptiness of the, when the Buddha was giving the talk of the emptiness, when Buddha was giving the talk on the first point, when he achieved the enlightenment, he told the one thing, that he had achieved a lot of the deep of the knowledge, but no one can understand it. So once the moment can understand it, I will remain as a silence. So saying that he remained the 49 days as silent. So that's why he was giving the teaching for the students, the first teaching for noble truths. Later on that day, he started to give the ultimate teaching after the 1 year of the, after the 1 year achieving the enlightenment. But the very amazing thing happened. Student who have listened from the Buddha's years, and he will start to talk to emptiness, still come up and get that point. But there's some student, he have not heard anything about emptiness. First sentence is when you talk about emptiness, student get the realize of emptiness. So that's why it shows that the thing is the emptiness is the sum of the theory, which depends very much of the students who have the sum of the very strong merits of the good karmas. Maybe they can realize the emptiness very fast. Even they listen to the Buddha's teaching years, but still they could not realize the emptiness. So that's why the emptiness is not an issue of the something like only of the our practice, but also it depends on the true realizing it also need a strong merits. So when you have the good merits, even the, when you have the some few wounds of the relating with the emptiness can make you to realize the emptiness. Okay, so that's why. So it depends very much of the So just generally I'll give the brief introduction of the emptiness. So maybe today I will stop here. Maybe I will look at the question answer sessions, okay? So I will leave for the more question answer session for the beginners, okay? This is session for the beginners. If you have any beginners and any questions, you can write down, okay? If you don't have them, maybe others can write down, okay? Okay, I'll read the questions now.
So Rinpoche, the question is, previously I practiced the Chundi Bodhisattva for several years. Now I receive some teachings from Rinpoche, so can I practice this teaching together? For example, in the morning I practice the Chundi, and in the morning I practice what you taught me, and then at night I practice Chundi. So people told me that if I practice various kind of dharma, then the air inside the body can be mixed up, and then it cannot be cured. So is that right? Can you give me explanation?
Yeah, if you practice both, there will be no problem. So when you practice the both, these both are the what you are practicing in Buddhism. I will tell you, this both side of the practice of Buddhism practice. So Buddhism is like a medicine. It is not like that the two different Buddhism mix, it won't become the poison. Nectar, if you put the one cup of the nectar in the another cup of the nectar, but still it will remain as a nectar. It won't become the poison. Whatever practice in the both sides of the Buddhism, it will plus the one Buddhism into the other practice of Buddhism, it won't become the poison. So even I don't feel that if you practice the Christianity morning, if you practice the Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, all three mix up, I don't think they will have any harms to put. I think I told last time, I met in the Swiss in the one last year, one day is a Catholic Mexican lady, Catholic, she's a totally Catholic, than the Mexican. I think I told you that story, no, Fong?
Yes,
Did I tell that story, no? Okay,
I remember that, okay. Yes,
story, and I would last year, I was just giving some of the very basic vectors of the emptiness. This time when I'm meeting, I was so surprised that when he was practicing very strongly, and I can see that what's the improvement of the practice side. He was totally Catholic. But he did take the refuge to the three jewels. He don't remember, but he was so interested in my talk on emptiness, and she started the practices. But she got a lot of improvement. Now you can see that, how she got improvement. Even he was calling himself or herself a Buddhist, still practicing, and I'm sure that they not reached the whole state. And the 1 year, I saw the big improvement in the understanding of the emptiness while she was practicing. Even she would not talk the refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. She is totally Catholic. I met her just the last year, just in the one or two session of the talk she just attended. I was so surprised that her technique she uses, I told the searches of the self, who am I, searches. She told me she was writing the whole pages like writing, who am I? Yeah, but the improvement of the practice this year when I meet. Very good, very, very the emptiness practices. Okay. But I can say the morning definitely she might be practicing the Christianity. Evening might be she might be practicing the emptiness. But when the point of the emptiness practices, I see the quite a lot of improvement in her understanding emptiness. Experience. Okay, but don't get a misunderstanding. No. I'm not saying that you have to do like that, okay? If you practice the Buddhism, that's a pure Buddhism will be. Improvement is much faster, okay? Okay, so don't worry, okay? Nothing will happen, okay? Okay, now another question, okay?
This question is quite similar. Question is, normally I practice some of
okay,
the...
Okay, then similar, just leave that, okay?
Answer. Okay.
Now, yeah, so many questions now.
So, unintentionally, the amulet with the Padmasambhava picture inside was thrown down and fallen on the street and fallen into the dirty water. So, Primoche, please tell me how to practice the confession to purify the sins.
You don't accidentally fall out, then you have to pick it up. That's only the practice that you have to do.
It's fallen into the...
No problem. Accidentally you fall it, no? Intentionally nothing, you have to worry, okay? Just pick it up, that's all. Okay, then another question.
So about the water offering in the evening, at what time should I take down the water from the altar?
Before sunset, okay? Before sunset, if you don't have the time, it's a fine, okay? Then after sunset also, anytime you can do. If you have a time, then before sunset, okay? Okay, now another question, sir.
Yes, the question is, there's a prince who killed his father, the king. Mm-hmm. The question is that the prince can realize the emptiness. Why did he kill his father to get enthroned?
He killed the father before he realized the emptiness. He realized the emptiness after he killed his father. After killing his father, yeah. But the good thing is that he met the Buddha. Second good thing is that he's a good karma to something to realize the emptiness. So these two reasons, so he could realize the emptiness after that. The third thing is a very regret of his sins. Okay, after that he got a very strong regret of what's his action. Okay, now other questions.
Rinpoche, please teach us the mantra to offer food to the Buddha before we eat the food.
There is no mantra, only you have to do the offering. That's not my job, that's from your job. You just translate that, okay? We have the offering in the Tibetan to offering Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha before we eat the food. No, that's your job, okay? Okay, now next question, okay? Your job, okay? Then translate that, okay?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, now another question.
So the question is, can Rinpoche explain about the 100 peaceful deity and graceful deities that we can meet during the bardo? So if there's any mantra, so please Rinpoche give us our transmission of the mantra of those deities.
Now there's no any mantras of all these 100 deities. What you need in the bardo. There's no mantra can do big things. Only thing is the refuge can make the big changes at the bardo time. When you have the strong refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Refuge, that's 1,000 times better than any chanting the mantra.
Yes.
Okay, another questions.
For those people who already passed away more than 8 months, then should we continuously offer the food to them?
It's not necessary, okay. But if you can offer, fine. Not that necessary. Okay.
So the next question is, what is dependent origination?
Dependent origination is the existent depending to the others. existent dependent with others. Because everything is relating to the each other. So that's why it's called the dependent origination. Okay, another question. So I will give, tell them, I will give a very short answer. There are so many questions, okay?
The question is, I want you to hang the mantra that that get liberation through seeing. I want to hang the mantra on every door in my house. But my house has two floors. If I hang it on the door of the first floor, when I step on the second floor, then I will step on the mantra. So is it alright, Rinpoche?
No problem. You are not directly stepping on it, no? So no problem. Floor, no? No problem.
So the question is, emptiness means nothingness. So why does dependent origination is emptiness?
Whose question is that?
The New Thi, yeah, from New Thi Temple.
Quite short question. So first, to explain this, first you have to look at the two points, okay? And emptiness, Buddhism, when they talk about emptiness, it doesn't mean that they're not really existed.
Pardon, Rinpoche?
No, when you talk about the emptiness, it does not mean that they're non-existent. It means exist, but not exist as what we see. It's not exist as what we see and what we feel. So it exists merely depending on each other. Okay, another question. Okay.
So the question is, can Rinpoche explain, previously we have the Wulan, the Ghostman. The Ghostman, we offer like things and food to our ancestor who passed away. So if our ancestor is, are not there, so can they receive our offering? And should we burn the fake money to our ancestors?
This question comes from where?
It's from land side, don't you?
They asked me in the Taiwan. They asked me, Tibetan having the Ghost Month. I told Tibetan we don't have the Ghost Month. Only we have is a Buddha Month. Why you burn the fake money? Just burn the ATM card. Much useful. ATM card and credit card. Use it. Just use maybe credit card. They may having a lot of credit card. Golden and the platinum and the silver. All this credit card. Burn them. It will more useful. Okay. This question maybe when I burn like this fake money, then ask me. Okay, whether it help or not. Okay, and this question, it's a time, is that time, okay, when I burn that fake money and do that, then you have to ask me that whether it really help or not. When I do that, then ask me, okay.
Yeah,
this is question, Dimarvay, whether your question is that whether it will help or not, isn't it?
Yes, Mujer, whether they can receive it or not.
Whether they can receive or not, okay, the fake money, burning the fake money, whether they can receive or not, that when I burn that money, when I drew the fake money, and when I do burning and I do that prayer, when I do that, then ask me that question, okay? For burning that fake money, the burning question, you should ask that question. Okay, just leave it. Okay, now next question, okay?
So I read some of the sutta in Vajrayana, and in the sutta, it is stated that it's very easy to meet with the vision. It's very easy to have the vision of the deities. For example, you can chant 10,000 or 100,000 of one mantra, that you can see the vision of the deity, or even the deity will appear in front of us and then talk to us. But I don't think that easy. But this is stated in the sutta, so I am having some of the confliction in my mind, so can Rinpoche explain it to me?
Okay, you have to know one thing. Whether 100,000 of the chanting the mantra can vision or not, that's the question. So when you're talking about in the sutra, I'm not so sure which sutra you're talking about, writing like that. What I can say, no, it cannot happen. Chanting 100,000 and the 10,000 is a mantra, it cannot happen. That I can tell. Or you can try. Chant up with 100,000. Then try whether you can see. Seeing the deity, talking with the deity, is needs a purification of the sun with our illusions, thoughts. That purification through the meditation only you can purify, not by the chantings. Seeing as a deity, there will be the three ways. Maybe one you can see the genuine seeing of the deity and the talking with the deity. One will be the with the obstacle it may happen. One is with the imbalance of the body elements. Energy, it can happen. There are three types. So everything, we have to be the very sure. Okay, now another question. Read that in Vietnamese, okay? For maybe others can also answer.
When I didn't know the Buddhism, then sometimes I commit the sin like to abort the baby. So later on, when I know the Buddhism and I understand the Buddhism and I know that this is a very extreme sin, so Rinpoche, please teach me how to purify these sins.
This issue, I think, in the Vietnam, I think quite often these cases are coming. So first thing, when you have an abortion, maybe I think best thing is to do the Vajrasattva practice, and or maybe you can just do the some of the purification, chanting the Buddha Sutra or the chanting the Amitabha Buddha's mantra for the purification, okay? Now the second thing is the first, I think most important, taking the major, I mean the safety major step is the more important, then you don't have to do like this abortion. Okay. Then other questions.
So Rinpoche, what is the state of being entered by some kind of spirit?
No, that just generally in the body we only can have the one consciousness, no? Sometimes when the spirit enters in our body, that's another consciousness entering. So the self consciousness cannot activate. That's the thing.
That's a theory, isn't it?
No, that is the point. Yeah, that is the point. When the spirit enters, another consciousness enters the body, then the real, our own consciousness cannot be activated. So when the another consciousness left, then our own consciousness becomes the activation.
So in I understand that we only pay for our own karma, but in Vietnam we have a saying that if the father did bad things, then his children have to pay for the bad consequences. So is that right, Rinpoche? And then, as I understand that, the children will not have to be responsible for the bad karma of their father and mother. Is that right, Rinpoche? And then, when talking about gene and DNA, so can we explain it in terms of emptiness?
So many questions, and you know.
Yes, Rinpoche, three questions.
I will answer the one or two, okay? Very simple way. Fathers, whatever did the wrong things, children don't have to bear it, okay? Father's consequences bear by the father, okay? Number one. DNA, is not a special relation how to explain the emptiness, okay? Okay, no other questions.
So, Rinpoche gave the teaching that when the Buddha gave the teaching on the emptiness, the Buddha showed the real nature of all the phenomena, but the Buddha didn't talk about the conception or the notion of time when talking about relativity. So can you explain more about this point?
Okay. Yeah. Now the thing is, very interesting thing is, after the death of Buddha, the Nalanda school start. Nalanda school, they have many different schools, and the majorly four different schools started in the Nalanda. In the fourth school, that the Prasangika middle way school, they explain about the time motion as a quite similar as Einstein what he talks. That is the one called the Madhyamic school.
So when I pray for the passed away people, how can I know that that people has already gone to the pure land of the Buddha or not?
Is that important? If you feel it's very important, then you are reaching the Buddhahood. Even the Buddha student Mangalana Putra, who achieved the arhatship, even he do not know that when his mother stood, where he born, even he do not know it properly. So if you feel very important, then you achieve the Buddhahood, then exactly you will know. Even the arhat Mangal Putra did not know that when his mother passed away, even he did not know the way his mother was born. Okay, this question is from where now?
So the question is from Nyuthi.
Now that's another question.
Yes, Mujhe. When I wear the malas or the amulet or the pictures of the Buddhas on my body, and that carries the blessing of the Buddha. So when I go to the bathroom or the restroom or when I go to bed, should I take off all that wearing?
Yeah, that's also good if you can take off. Okay, another question.
Yes, Shimuji. So when I practice meditation and I visualize the Om in front of me, and from that Om, light radiated and dissolved into my body. So I usually feel the flow of air flowing at the center of my body and in the right part of my body. But
hello.
The left body.
Yeah, I missed.
Yes.
Yeah. When the Om, when you meditate, the wind follow the center part of the body, then. And I miss your...
Then when the light radiate from all and dissolve into my body, I can feel the air flowing at the center part of my body and at the right part of my body. But I didn't feel the air flowing in the left part of the body. So is that all right, Rinpoche?
Yeah. That's actually the wind is not flowing. But you might feel it like a flowing, the winds are flowing, the wind is not flowing at all. So when it's not flowing, you feel like a wind is flowing. Bacteria is not flowing. Okay. Anyway, what you are feeling is no problem. Okay. No problem at all. Okay. But in the reality, it's not flowing. You feel like that. Okay.
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay. Just read that.
Yes, Rinpoche. So can I leave the offering water until tomorrow morning and replace it?
Yeah. So if you are very busy, you can do that. If you are not busy, it's better to change the daily.
Yes.
Okay.
Rinpoche.
Another question.
So how can I practice the emptiness, Rinpoche?
Okay. Then maybe I'll talk later. Okay. In the later chapter, liberation from it will come. Okay, another question.
Yes, Rinpoche. So when I chant the Buddha Sutra in front of the altar, in front of the Buddha altar, so will my ancestor who passed away, can they listen to that chanting, and will that chanting benefit them?
It depends. It depends on the how you read. It depends on the how your motivation. It depends on your ancestor, where they born in the which religion. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we'll stop here. Okay.